This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Area School District is exceeding expectations, according to newly released report cards for districts across the state. The report cards, released last week by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, assess schools on newly changed metrics. Now, schools are ranked across four priorities: achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and on track for graduation metrics. Mandy Van Vliet is the district's Executive Director of Teaching and Learning. She says while the report card numbers are encouraging, the district is still looking to improve.
When you look at our school report card, many of our numbers will show that we are above many of the other districts across the state. So we're proud of that work. We're not okay with status quo. We want to continue to push ourselves to become better and better.
Van Vliet also links success with direct funding from residents, adding that a recent operational referendum has allowed the district to maintain its programs and services. That says the Eau Claire School District is slated to get $2 million less in general funds from the state in the new budget. There were a record number of local school funding referendums on the ballot last year, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Voters approved about 70% of them. Next door, the Chippewa Falls Area Unified School District earned a meets expectations rating. Its overall score is just a half a point lower than Eau Claire's. Katie Koppenbarger is the Director of Teaching and Learning for Chippewa Falls. She hopes their strong report card shows local voters that local funding is making a significant impact on student achievement.
It's a good return on investment. We've seen our community support us financially, and I hope they feel like we're providing them a good return on investment with the achievement and what we're doing with our students and the money that they've trusted us and the kids that they've trusted us with.
For voters, enthusiasm could be slowing. For the first time, a majority of voters now say they would be inclined to vote against a referendum that would increase taxes in their community. That's according to a Marquette Law School poll survey of registered voters in September, which showed that 57% said they'd vote against a school referendum and 43% said they'd vote for it. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors voted to approve the 2026 budget at their meeting on Wednesday. Some notable features of the new budget include a reduction of the tax rate used to assess property values, the consolidation of some positions like the Parks and Facilities Director and Transit Director positions, and an increased focus on making improvements to county roads and other essential services. County officials say the consolidation of those positions will save $135,000 each year. The county's total operating budget will increase to $83.4 million, and the tax levy will increase to $25.2 million. Under the new budget, the tax rate per $1,000 worth of property value will decrease to $4.30. Decreasing that tax rate has been a multi-year effort, with the rate now nearly $3 lower per $1,000 in property value since 2020. The budget also includes improvement projects for around 17 miles of county highways this year, including two bridge replacement projects and one bridge rehabilitation project. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at expanding access to food assistance during a government shutdown. The Keep Wisconsin Fed package was introduced on Thursday and includes a variety of proposed bills seeking to direct how the state government should react without federal funding for programs like SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin. The lawmakers say the goal is to make sure that Wisconsinites who depend on those programs for healthy meals will still have access to some kind of food assistance. Among the provisions in the bill package is an expansion to the Farm to School program, which would provide the Department of Public Instruction with $250,000 to match federal Farm to School grant funding. It would also create the Farm to Fork program, which would make grant funding available to things like food banks and child care centers to purchase food grown by local farmers. Other measures in the bill package would expand state aid for schools to provide free breakfast and lunch and create new incentives to reduce overall food waste. The Eau Claire Community Foundation has awarded nearly $200,000 in grant funding to local nonprofit organizations. According to a press release, Hope Gospel Mission will receive nearly $44,000 to hire a case management supervisor at the new Day Resource Center in the city. The American Red Cross of Northwestern Wisconsin will receive $71,000 for a new blood collection vehicle, and the Grace Lutheran Foundation will receive $84,000 to install a wireless nurse call system at their facility. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents to practice safe driving around emergency responders in honor of Crash Responder Safety Week. According to a press release, there have been 73 emergency responders hit by passing vehicles while working on roads over the last 5 years. The State Patrol is reminding drivers that the state's Move Over Law requires them to change lanes away from an emergency vehicle on the road with its lights on. Violations of the law could result in a $263 citation, or worse if a crash does occur. The city of Menominee is warning residents about a scam going around featuring emails that appear to originate from the city. According to a press release, scammers have been attempting to contact residents from email addresses that are similar to the actual email addresses used by city employees to request payment for planning or zoning application fees. They're reminding residents that official city email addresses will always end with @menominee-wi.gov. If residents receive a fraudulent email from a different address, they should report it as soon as possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will begin accepting applications for premium rebates on crop insurance in the next few weeks. The application period will open December 1st and remain open until either January 30th or until the program funding is gone. Farmers who planted cover crops on their land in 2025 can receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2026 crop insurance premium. Up to 160,000 acres or $800,000 worth of coverage will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 43 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a little light snow possible. It won't be much, less than a half inch. Our low down to around 30. Tomorrow, a few snow flurries in the morning, then clearing, high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.